Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Animal versus car. What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Tan on Raven. Raven, I don't know if it's some kind of weird, ironic universe that we live in, but this is the second year in a row that I had an aggressive turkey encounter this past weekend.
Well, here's the thing about turkeys, man. Wild turkeys are aggressive. They don't mess around.
No.
They'll get all up in your face, too. Like, I mean, like, you see a wild turkey coming at you, get ready to run.
So
climb a tree. I think it's different than a grizzly bear. You can get away from a turkey if you go up a tree.
Right. This time, it's easier because I'm in my car. So this happened. The same thing happened last year. I'm traveling down this, like, windy back road, and I see one of those big turkeys in the middle of the road.
Right.
So, of course, what do? You slow down. You're not going to plow over a turkey.
Right.
Yeah. So I slow down. And, like, usually they kind of, like, you know, they scamper out of the way. Like, they make their little feet go.
Sometimes they turn around, though. They turn on you.
Well, the thing just stopped, and it stared at me right in the face. Like, it was, like, looking at me. So I just came to a complete stop. And now I don't know what to do. But luckily, there's no cars behind me.
Sure.
So my daughter in the back's like, well, what are we going to do? She's like, honk the horn. I'm like, well, that's a good idea. So I, like, you know, I do the beep, beep,
right.
Beep, beep.
Right.
The thing doesn't move.
Yeah, I mean, he's seen a car before, probably. It's an urban turkey.
So now the turkey crawls more towards the car as it's walking towards me, like it's going to challenge me to a duel.
Sometimes they'll slap the window, man.
And it comes around to the side door. So I think, like, I should just floor it. But here's my daughter in the back. You're going to kill it!
Like, it'll get sucked under your car miraculously. Right.
And in my mind, I go, is this happening because it's Thanksgiving? Like, this always happens this time of year.
Yeah.
And so I think about it. It's right at the side of the door. I go, what if I just door check it real fast?
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Because then it'll get scared off.
No, they're solid birds, man. But, I mean, he might turn around on you and throw a jab.
Well, I was afraid it was going to come into the car.
Yeah.
So I literally sat in the car while like my daughter, like, just, you know, peered and was giving me moment in the updates. Now it's at the back of the car.
Oh, no.
And as soon as it got to the back, I floored it to try to get away from the turkey.
Right.
And, you know, I survived. But I did some research, and it turns out, like, I guess this is really, really common now. It's
heat time, man. The turkeys are out there. They're looking to, I don't know what they call it when a turkey gets busy, but you know what I'm saying. Like, turkeys be out there. And
turkey time.
That's what they call it when turkeys get busy?
Yeah, turkey time.
Turkey time. Well, that's what turkeys are looking to do right now. So they'll be willing to cross the street, go across zip codes they don't normally do. They're out there. They're on the hunt, Anna Zapp.
Do you know in the 1950s, there was less than 500,000 turkeys across the country? Now there's 6.2 million.
That's
a lot.
Did we protect turkeys at that time? Or is it just because, you know, before that decade, before Depression or whatever, people are like, I'm going to get food wherever?
No, I think we protected their right to turkey time.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
Why they've been, you know, multiplied.
Well.
But I think it happens. You get in these situations where it's like your car versus an animal, and you don't know what happened. That ever happened to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've had things jump out in front of me. I mean, I've had things jump out in front of me that I've mostly swerved and avoided. But I also, you remember, I had that mouse that lived and died its entire existence in my old vehicle. They ripped my entire vehicle out from top to bottom. All the panels, everything. Could not figure out what this smell was. About 6 months later, I found that dead mouse in the wheel well in the back.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it was a hot summer, man. It was a really hot summer. And I don't care what they say about those ozone defrosters or the air fresheners, rather. It doesn't get all the smell out.
No. When you get carcass smell in your car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should try and avoid that.
Yeah, at all costs. Animal versus car. What animal did you find in your car? What encounter did you have with an animal while you were driving? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. It was my car versus a wild turkey on the winding road.
Oh, man, terrifying.
We came head to head. That turkey, I believe it was a male because of the size of it. And the feather layout glared at me, looked right at me right in the eye, and it challenged me to a duel. I basically let the turkey win the duel. I just sat there parked,
right,
fearful for my life until the turkey finally wandered to the back of my car, and then I sped off like a baby. I was like, ah!
It's, you know, it can be scary when something approaches you, even if it might be typically cuddly or nice looking on television or something like that. Something comes at you. You know, you're not a trained wildlife professional. You're just a person driving a vehicle.
Especially when you're in your car, because you least expect an animal encounter.
Right.
It's Anna and Raven. Animal versus car. What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
It's not me. It was a buddy of mine, but he's afraid of spiders. We used to give him a hard time about it, like, constantly. One night, driving by himself, and he saw this spider in his car. It was huge. Huge, of course. And not sure if he was telling the truth, but he ran his car off the road and wedged it on top of the median.
Oh, boy.
Good.
It was like $3,000 of damage to try and get this fixed.
Oh, I would never let my friend live that down. As mean as that sounds, every single time I see them, I'd be like, how big was the spider again? How big? Oh, wow.
The size of that speed bump over there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even tell anybody if that's truly what happened to me. Just say it was a deer, man. Bigfoot. You know, anything. A UFO.
Hi, it's Ian on Raven. What animal did you find in your car or attacked your car?
Okay, so I was driving with my girlfriends, and a bird flew into my windshield, and it came through the sunroof onto my lap.
Oh, my God.
Screaming, and my friend was screaming, and I told her to get it off me because we were on the highway, and she couldn't do it, so I had to pull over.
I mean, you're lucky you didn't crash. I didn't. I'd be terrified of ending up in a tree or something like that.
I would have lost my mind. A bird just falls on your lap out of the sky.
Right.
Like, oh.
I mean, who knows? A bird, they get scared, right? Poke your eyes out. It's terrifying.
My gosh, imagine it comes in through your windshield and just starts fluttering all around and screaming.
Or just starts pooping on your lap.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
My mom would be like, it's good luck on us.
They say, like, when you're dying, like, you know, you soil yourself.
What?
When that bird hits the windshield, it could be the end of days for that bird, I'm thinking.
And you,
so
too.
Messy.
Not only the bird soiling themselves.
Oh, so messy.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What animal did you find in your car or attacked your car?
You guys, there was a snake in my engine.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, I mean, thank God I didn't find it because I probably would have, like, dropped dead on the spot. But my boyfriend did. So my car's on the older side and, like, is always having issues. He's pretty good with cars, so he opened the hood to see what was going on, and he screamed so loud. Like, I've never heard him do anything like that.
Right.
Yes. And there's a dead snake right there.
Ew.
Well, at least it was dead.
And luckily, I didn't find it.
Yeah, I mean, at least it was dead, right? I mean, at least it wasn't in there, like, going, so, like hey, we're going
to find it.
Right, we're going to have snake babies in here or
oh,
anything like
God.
That. You know? If cars sit for a while, man, they get stuff in it. Raccoons.
Yeah.
A possum.
Oh.
You know?
Snake babies.
Look, I don't even know if that's why my car was not working, but.
Right. Who cares?
So gross.
After that, we had to set the car on fire
that's
and
it.
Push it down the hill.
Right.
Never to be seen again.
Off the bridge into the ocean. Goodbye. Coming up in 10 minutes. If you don't do this today at some point, and it's not make a wish because it's 11-11, that is definitely all I need to know about you. Fill you in so you can make sure to do it. Coming up with Anna and Raven.